kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Pakinggan niyo pa ang kwento sa sbs.com.au/filipino.
May peraan.
May peraan.
Welcome to My Peraan. Tampok ang mga kababayan nating magbibigay ng praktikal na paraan para kumita ng pera. Pwedeng side hustle, racket, o investment, negosyo at iba pa. Makakausap natin ngayon ang fitness coach mula sa Gold Coast, si Marco Antonio Tamayo or Coach Marco. Kamusta, Coach Marco?
Good morning and to all the listeners there.
Coach, una-una, kailan mo inumpisahan ang pagiging fitness coach?
That was year 2000. Before ko pag-graduate ng physiotherapist sa Davao Doctors, tip ko na gusto ko sanang kumita habang nagpapaganda ng katawan. Kasi noon, payat na payat ako. They called me walking cadaver sa school. Kung paano kaya ako kumita na while at the same time nagpapaganda ng katawan, doon ko na-realize na pwede pala ako maging fitness coach. But beforehand, nag-work muna ako sa PT at may kliyente ako doon sa isang lungsod. He asked me not to come PT. Yun pala, he was so sad at the moment and he wants to end his life. Realize ko na hindi ata ako helpful sa work ko as a physical therapist. Pag-isipan ko na ano kaya ang pinaka-the best na work na pwede akong maging useful sa community. So instead, before as a PT, I was doing rehabilitation. So now, no, after that na wake-up call ko na parang nag-change ako, nagkaroon ako ng prevention is better than cure. Or every patient sa hospital na nagkakasakit, merong prescription na exercise. So why don't I start training normal or healthy people to make them more fitter, to make their life longer, rather than training people na nakahiga na, na din may sakit na.
Time na yon. So talagang tinapos mo yung pagiging physiotherapist.
I finished it from Davao Doctors College. I work as a physio and almost take all those exam, and then having a review sa Manila, sa Cubao, nakita ko kasi yung ads na Mr. Philippines sa Daily Inquirer. Who will be the next Mr. Philippines World? So naisip ko, ala, ito na ata yung chance ko na mag-join in para makilala ako as fitness trainer. Para makapromote ako more on fitness, I need to be someone first.
Ano nangyari?
Yes, I won, Mr. Philippines.
Okay, so you went home pa.
Yes.
So you had your own fitness gym.
Yes, I have my own fitness gym in the Philippines. After winning Mr. World Philippines, I've been setting up already that sooner or later, if I get the money, I'll open my own fitness gym. And I don't want to rent out. I don't want to pay because I'm tired catching people to go to the gym because I'm catching with rents. Right. So that's the dream. And then after a while, I was blessed in Dubai working as a fitness coach. Easy money, fast money. Easy for me because I told you, this is me. This is my job. And I said to myself, I want to return the favor. I'll make a bigger facility to accept out-of-school youths and turn them to be a fitness army. To promote prevention is better than cure. So until now, I still have scholars going to the gym, helping the youth to prove to them that even hindi sa nakapagtapos, there's something greatness inside them, which is to be a fitness coach, to be a fighter, and then they can go abroad and work. And at that point, I said to them, this is the only way we can help your parents.
So now, fast forward tayo. Kailan mo naman sinet up ang sarili mo as a fitness coach in Australia?
Dumating kami ng 2019 from New Zealand. My wife said, I want to do adventure in Australia. I said, okay, no problem. So we went and end up in New South Wales, Orange. I was so excited because it's a small community and I believe I can start up easy. And I found PCYC Orange Gym. So I went there and then luckily, instead of putting up a studio, they absorbed me as a fitness coach. So I said, oh, I don't have to rent out the studio. There's a studio. I said, this is yours. All you need to do is teach and then people will come. And then I said, oh, this is a blessing in disguise. So I have a gym prepared there for me. Then COVID hits. But then online arrives. And then I said, I don't believe it online before, but then I'm teaching online. So like, oh my God, imagine. I have a lot of people all over the world doing online exercises. So it works a bit on online. And then we from New South Wales during COVID, we transferred in Gold Coast during COVID times. And then now I open my own in the garage. a small fitness gym now in garage where I'm training little champ. I have to start small. That's easy for me and flexible. So now I'm in a garage.
Now, ano na ang motto mo?
More as a dad now, fitness dad, teaching. All those stories that I shared to you, especially teaching the out-of-school youth, it absorbed me and I told my wife, it makes me a better person now of being a family man because look, I help other people that's not even my kadugo or relatives and I help them achieve. So that's what, this is my power that I could hopefully make my kids grow stronger and healthier. I also learned that there's no handbook to be a father or a family man. Be with my previous experience, even though financially stable, but then for me, I said to myself that I'm so grateful to have a time now to teach and, you know, have time with my kids. So this time, I put my time for more on the kids. I train with them. And then I just realized that now that most of my clients are kids. So people come here to my house, their parents bring their kids so that their kids to be strong, their kids to be just like with my kids who are champion in Australia. Mm-mm. So I call them little champions.
Yung challenges of being in this business, kasi right now talagang full-time ka, no, as a fitness coach, right?
Before, I'm a full-time fitness trainer. Now it changed up. I'm a full-time dad and a part-time fitness coach. The challenge there is only those things that you put in your mind. Because if you don't believe in yourself, walang mangyayari. So for me, the challenge is for looking at clients. But would you believe clients just come because I think from the word of mouth. The people calls me, hey, Marco is there. Hey, you know, that's the big challenge. And at the same time, taking certifications like, it's a big challenge because I've been a certified trainer in Philippines, certified trainer in Dubai, certified trainer in New Zealand. But then here, you need to be certified again. You have to take all over again. I accept challenge for a growth. But again, in general, if you talk about financially, it's a big challenge because as we all know, people here can exercise on their own. People can pay less gym. Most people here in Australia, they're more physically active. Here in Australia, passion-wise, teaching in the garage, I'm happy already. But financially-wise, it's a business. I would suggest if the Filipino people will be doing this one, they should do it full-time.
Ano sa tingin mo yung value ng services that you offer your clients?
Value ng services that I offer my client, the truth, ang katotohanan kung paano ba magpapayat. Yung service ko sa kanila is to tell them the truth so I can help them. So mind setting. So we work it to achieve at every session. So I have to deliver it so that value as a personal trainer makita nila.
How do you deal, no, with stubborn clients? Lalo na yung mga ibang ayaw sumunod.
Oo naman, merong maraming mga stubborn client. Masabi ko lang is, service ito, so sabi ko, hindi ako pwede makipag-work with you. Why? Bakit? Kasi marang mas magaling ka pa sa akin. Kaya nga ang reason why you hinire mo ako to be your fitness coach so that I can guide you. So merong incident na nangyari na ganun. Ang client ko way back, nag-complain siya because Marco won't accept and sign the contract and mag-train kami. Tapos nag-meeting kami, sabi ko na paano ako makaturo sa servisyo ko kung every gawin namin sa loob ng gym, tinatanong niya ako plan ito. So I decline.
Final message sa mga gustong kumita ng extras.
At all our kababayan na gustong kumita dyan, all over Australia, na nakikinig, well, if we want to earn extra money and have extra aside from our full-time job, let's do all about yung mga ideas ninyo. Kung ano yung sa tingin nyo na pwede kayo magbenta online because as now, mostly online. Wala namang masama mag-try. Lakasan nyo lang ang loob ninyo, i-push because everyone wants money. Everyone wants to have a stability. Yeah, struggle lang ha. Kung ano yung idea ninyo na magkaroon ng business, try it many times because once you tried it, you'll fail many times. But then once you get it, you'll be happy na successful ka sa idea mo. Just like me doing this fitness business, nag-evolve siya. Not just like putting up a facility at a gym, but nag-evolve siya in helping other people's lives. At the end of the day, we are a family man. We have, kailangan i-balance ninyo ang life ninyo. Extra work, extra time, but you have to balance because at the end of the day, we need to be stay healthy, mentally healthy, and we have to be productive. And because life is short, let's enjoy life. Stay happy and healthy, guys.
Maraming salamat kay Coach Marco. At sa uulitin po, at tandaan, mapapakinggan itong podcast sa www.sbs.com.au/Filipino. Tandaan, huwag ma-stress sa pera. Matuto mula sa iba dito sa May Peraan.
May Peraan.
May Peraan.
Nice yung bang makinig na iba pang kwento na tulad ito? Makinig sa Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify o sa iba pang podcast apps.